Podcast. The goal of this podcast and this community is to support and empower you in your journey through your motherhood and your womanhood. I'm Erin, your host, and I have been down in the deep of the shame and the shock and the overwhelm of being a single parent. But I want to teach you what I've learned to come out of all that into a joy-filled motherhood and womanhood that I love. I will help you focus on three areas that have the potential to make a huge difference in your life. Number one, strategies, rhythms, and systems that make your life easier. Number two, making the most of your money. And number three, we'll focus on taking care of you and figuring out what you want, my dear, because you are the boss, the queen. You are a beautiful soul. So follow this podcast, join the community, and let's start working on that right now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to 2024. I am glad you are here with me. I'm recording this on New Year's Day. So do you guys set New Year's resolutions or do you have a word for the year? I love this time of year. I'm all about reflecting, learning, growing, becoming, thinking. I'm all about it. It's my favorite thing to do. So I definitely have some New Year's resolutions. And I would love to hear what yours are. Come over to Instagram, tell me what yours are. But if you don't have one or you're unsure of what you want your word for the year to be or whatever, just think, what is going to make a big impact on your life if you fix it or if you work on it? What can you improve? And what will really make a big impact? What do you need? I talk about the whole life reflection. I think I still have it linked on my website. I will link it in the show notes. I've talked about it in a past episode where I just kind of look at all the different areas of my life and how they are. And I kind of journal about each area and then I figure out what I need to do to get unstuck or to move forward, to gain momentum, where I want to move forward. So I'll link that in the bio in case you're unsure of something. But maybe, I mean, if you clicked on this episode, maybe you already have a New Year's resolution. And so how can we get them to stick? Last year, I had a word of the year and I couldn't even remember it when I was trying to think of it this morning. I could not even remember my word for the year. I think it was consistency, but I'm not sure. The fact that I don't remember it shows that it really didn't stick the whole year. So how can we make these stick? Number one, believe it's important. If you clicked on this podcast, you do believe that your New Year's resolution is important. And why? Why is it important to you? What is it about this resolution? Like, why is it so important? Write it down. Write down your why. Here's some journal prompts I have for you to figure out your why, because it's so helpful and powerful when you actually take the time to think about why you're doing it. What is the purpose? It just puts a little more power behind it. So here's some journal prompts. How would achieving this resolution positively impact my life right now in the short term? And how would it impact my life positively in the long term? How does this go with my core values? Like, we talk about figuring out your core values, and that can be so helpful to making you happy and bringing you joy and peace if you just constantly work towards the core values of your life. So how does this resolution bring you closer to your core values? In what ways would your life be different if you followed through with this resolution? And how would it positively impact the lives of other people in your family, your kids? How would it positively impact them? So write this down. Like, there's power behind purpose. There's power in purpose, knowing your purpose. Write it down. What is your why? Another thing you can do to make your habit or your goal or your desire to stick is to visualize it. And you can do that like different ways. Just, I think just having awareness about it So my mantra for the year, I guess, is going to be one of them. I have several, of course, but one of my mantra for the year is going to be yourself, the year of being myself. And I really need to think, like, what does that look like? And I need to develop awareness around what does it not look like? Where does it show up when I'm not being myself? What does it feel like when I'm not being myself? What does it feel like when I am being myself? What does that look like? So whatever your word is, or whatever the goal or the habit that you want to commit to, what does it look like? And at the same point, like, what does it not look like? Have that awareness. And what is stopping you right now from already doing it? Whatever it is that you want to do, what is stopping? Why haven't you done it already? What's stopping you? Get really real with yourself and write that stuff down so that you can battle that stuff. Like, if this is this important to you, you're going to sit down, you're going to journal it. It's going to be have so much purpose and so much importance behind it. You're going to battle everything that's stopping you. So you need to write that down too. You think about that. Okay. So along with, okay, so far, why is it important? What's stopping you and what does it look like? Have some visualization behind it. And then, of course, write down your plan. Write down your steps. You can't just say, my New Year's resolution is to get me and the kids to bed earlier. But you don't like think about how that's actually going to happen. Oh, we're just going to be in bed by 8:30. Well, it's not going to happen magically. How are you going to make it happen? What are the steps? What are all the things you need to do before bed? What time do you need to start doing it? What shifts do you have? When are you going to start talking to your kids about it? Are you going to do it a little at a time? Are you going to try to do 5 minutes at a time earlier and earlier and earlier? What are your steps? Take some time to think it out. This is what I love. I have a podcast about like simplifying and creating systems in your life. This is the stuff I really like to do. So if you want help with this, DM me. This is the stuff I love. But sit down and plan out your steps. Also, think about the size of your goal and the time period that you want to reach it in. You have to know yourself and how long you can do something. I know that I personally probably cannot set a super long-term goal. Like, I say it's the year of being myself, but if I really set that for a whole year, I'm going to forget about it. I need to do like monthly check-ins or something. If your goal is I want to declutter my entire house, I wouldn't be able to just have that super long-term goal. Can you make it something smaller so it's more achievable? So something I'm doing this year, instead I'm doing more than one thing, is a monthly focus. And I'm just doing one focus a month and I'm working to bring that to completion. And I'm still working on decluttering. So this first month, I'm actually focused on laundry and clothes and just getting that super minimized and systemized. And the purpose of that is so that it's just easy. I just want to get dressed for work really easy. I don't want clothes to be laying all over the floor. I want my kids to be able to clean up their clothes, get their laundry put away very easily to make my life better, you know? So it's like, that's my why. That is such a good why, to make my life easier. Like, that's why I'm going to stick with it. That's why I'm going to go all in for a month. Again, like, I don't just say I'm going to declutter my entire house, because that would definitely make my life easier and more simplified, but one thing at a time. So a monthly focus. Or like budgeting, saving, paying off debt. I mean, man, if you just make that your goal, that's huge. I want to budget and save and pay off debt. So can you take baby steps so that you actually feel successful and stick with it? Can your monthly focus for January just be like, track all your spending from December so you see where you are? That's what I want to do in January. Maybe you don't want to track your spending from December. I know I do not want to track my spending. December, I went way over. I am so getting back into budgeting this year. I'll probably be doing it. Like, I'll probably set up some
accountability stuff for the community to do together. So if that's something you're interested in, pay attention, because I really want to do some of that with our community. But yeah, so anyway, break it down. Is your goal too big? Can you break it down? Is your time period too long? So then make it a smaller time period and a smaller goal. And then after you finish that, reassess where you are and what your next goal is. Tracking. Another thing you can do to make it stick, of course, is track it. Like, people sell planners to track stuff. People sell apps to track stuff. I'm sure there's free apps to track stuff. I do things very simply. When I was like trying to start my exercise habit again and I just wanted to walk every day, I just had a plain piece of paper and I drew little squares on it with the days. So Monday, square. Tuesday, a little square. You know, like a little checkbox. And then I filled in the little square. I filled it in for just as many days that would fit on the paper. So it was like, I don't know, 12, 13 days. And then I would fill it in with a marker the days that I got it. And then when that paper was filled up, I just got a new piece of paper and made a new one. And I just kept that on my treadmill. And I just tracked every day. So my point is, do something to track. And it doesn't have to be hard. In fact, make it easy. Make it like my filling in the squares thing and just having a piece of paper is super easy to always do. I just leave it out. I can see it. Tracking is something, I mean, tracking is something you should do. I don't know what else to say about that. Okay. And then another thing I thought of is plan what you're going to do if it stops. Like, if you all of a sudden, okay, so if your goal is to walk every day and then all of a sudden you're in March and you're like, man, what? I'm not walking every day at all anymore. What if you already had a plan for when that happens? Like, and you already had it written down somewhere, go back to that plan in March. So maybe plan what you're going to do when it stops. Okay, so how about it, guys? Do you like to reflect? Do you set intentions? Do you have a word of the year? Do you have a resolution? What is it? If you try this stuff, I would love you to tell me. I would love you to tell me how it goes, how it's going. I would love to hear from you, honestly. So DM me on Instagram. Tell me your thoughts. What do you desire for the new year? What do you need? What is going to impact you? What does your household need? Thank you for being here. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. Have a great day, month, season, and year. Bye-bye.